Leading the news is the federal government moving asylum seeker families off Manus Island. Several family groups have already gone and more are expected to leave in coming days. The ABC understands no more families will be sent there until a permanent facility is built. Tony Abbott will today release the Coalition's vision for developing Northern Australia. The document suggests turning the top end into a food bowl, increasing the number of tourists to the region and developing an energy export industry. It also flags using tax incentives to boost the population in northern cities. New South Wales police admit that one of its officers destroyed evidence relating to child sex abuse inquiries by the Catholic Church. Inspector Beth Cullen shredded documents detailing internal investigations by the church between 1998 and 2003. The former New South Wales Director of Public Prosecutions, Nicholas Cowdery QC, says the decision to destroy the records is extraordinary. Signs that the United States is considering ending its stimulus measures have sent shockwaves right through global markets. They've had their biggest one-day fall in 19 months. European markets fell around 3%. Wall Street is down 2.5%. The Aussie dollar is now below 92 US cents. And a man in his 20s has died after collapsing at Sydney's Villawood Immigration Detention Centre late yesterday. Attempts to revive him were unsuccessful. Police say they are not treating the death as suspicious.